Well, as we look ahead to tomorrow's big game, Pascal McConnell, before we look at the game in itself and what your feelings on it, what, this is your second season away from the Tyrone team. Do you still get any regrets?
Oh, no doubt about it, Tom. It's certainly the time of year where a lot of, I suppose, past and the county players really get that itchy again, get that sort of feel for it as such. But I suppose it's certainly the time of year you want to be playing football. These are the big games you always strive for, and the days you always you train the long winter nights for. And it'll be the same on Sunday now. We'll be kicking every ball, so to speak.
Yeah. Anyway, looking ahead to the game itself. Tyrone coming in very much the underdogs. Donegal really been tipped big time for this one. In many ways, it's a good situation for Tyrone to find themselves in.
It kind of is, all right. I think that something that was maybe synonymous with my own team a few years back was that we had to deal with a favourites tag quite often. But testament to Mickey, it always driven through the month of the play like the underdog, despite us being red hot favourites in quite a lot of games. And it's new territory, of course, you know, and it'll certainly be a challenge for the lads that they'll have to meet it head on. And I don't think they'll be fazed by it. You know, they've a chance again to play with that underdog mentality and a bit of fire in the belly, and hopefully that wee bit of will to win and all. So it's maybe new territory for Tyrone, looking back over the last lot of years. But however, you know, they're certainly going to be up against it, and what is definitely a very, very strong Donegal team, and just going from strength to strength each year.
Tyrone's record against Donegal in the last, what, three meetings, they've lost the last three in the championship. You were part of the setup, always found Donegal difficult?
Oh, without a doubt. Going back over the few years now, especially the 2011-2012, we faced a Donegal side that was very, very well prepared, very well drilled, and stuck to the game plan very, very well. 2011, we would say in the first half in Clonus that we overpowered Donegal a little bit in the first half, but Donegal didn't do panic that day, and it was very evident, you know, in the 2012 game, 2013 game as well, they never done panic. They sat to the game plan. They knew they'd face in the game plan, and they had won through in the end up. Donegal, they're fantastically drilled side, and you know, when you look at the vast experience and the array of players they have, you know, they're certainly a massive team, and they're not at the top table in Ulster for nothing.
And what was it about their defensive system in particular that you felt you found difficulty in breaking down? Because that has been the key to their success against Tyrone in those meetings.
It sure has, Tom. You know, testament to the tactics they employ. You know, it mightn't have been to everybody's liking at the very start, but it was very effective. And the success they've had over the last 4 years has certainly shown that. I think how they stuck to the game plan, their coolness in doing that, they didn't do panic when teams went ahead. When they were onto the couch, they sat with it. And they certainly knew how to crowd teams out, limit their own chances, limit their own tactics, so to speak, and really impose themselves on the game and put their print on the match. And when you look at the record of championship games over the last couple of years, it's certainly one to be proud of, and it's a testament to the boys that's there now and the way they've carried the thing out.
And I don't think it's any great secret Tyrone don't like coming to Ballybuffet, don't like playing in McCool Park.
From a Tyrone perspective, we would love to have got the game out of Ballybuffet, but that's the hand that's been drawn. That's, we've got to accept that, we've got to go on with it. But again, I think, you know, we'd like to think of maybe add that little bit more pressure onto Donegal, you know, whereas ourselves, we're going there, we are being written off and from all quarters. But again, you know, Tyrone teams, Mickey's always driven it home to teams, you know, to invite the challenge on, embrace the challenge, you know, again, playing with that underdog mentality. And this weekend will be no different in a team that's prepared by Mickey Hart. And we just hope that Mickey, with his tactical genius that he is, but he's maybe a few tricks up his sleeve, you know, to possibly cause an upset. And, you know, they're throwing people's every faith in Mickey to field a team that'll be fit to do that.
Mm. And tell me, what do you make of the team selection? Just the one debutant, Pádraig McNulty, everything else probably very much along predicted lines?
Certainly is. Looking through the team now, it has, I suppose, an unfortunate injury to Niall Morgan, in the recent weeks. It's hit Tyrone of his services and his abilities, but however, with full confidence in Mickey O'Neill that comes in there. Mickey's played very well with the club, obtained numerous success with the club this last lot of years, and he's a very, very able goalkeeper. And so the throwing people's full confidence in him to do the business on Sunday. Looking at the team, there's, you know, the half forward line again, it seems to have a defensive look about it, and no doubt it's going to, maybe the two teams' tactics are going to mirror one another, and it's whoever's going to be strong in that should prevail. So I think chances could be slim, and it's those who take the chances on Sunday will certainly come through this encounter.
Mm. You're not expecting a spectacle?
Definitely not. Not by the way the two teams will employ. I don't think Tyrone will move away from the tactics employed during the league of the defensive mindset. I think with Barry Tierney and Tiernan McCann sitting in the half-hour line, that it does, everything points towards a defensive style again. You know, and I think McCool Park will look very, very small for both teams on Sunday.
Mm.
And chances will be very limited. So I think it could possibly boil down to the free-taking abilities of Michael Murphy and Darren McCurry or Sean Cavanagh on Sunday now. So it could be a bit of a chess game, Tom.
Yeah, and you mentioned Michael Murphy. I seen Conor Gormley during the week in the Irish News stating that, you know, the plan obviously has to be to restrict Michael Murphy because he has proved to be so crucial to Donegal.
Michael's been a fantastic asset for Donegal. You know, I suppose it was always a privilege to play against him and actually play with him with Ulster set up to really see what Michael's capable of. He really is a fantastic talent. And again, I think Michael's only at 24.
Yeah.
It's scary to think that this man, he'll get even better as the years go on. You know, he hasn't maybe reached his peak as yet also. So, you know, Michael's a big player, and again, from a Tyrone perspective, he's a big threat.
Yeah.
From a dead ball, anything within 20 yards, you know, Michael also knows where the goals are as well.
Yeah.
And he's a really accomplished finisher and someone that's going to be have to be well tracked and well watched on Sunday.
Mm. And there's no question about it, Sean Cavanagh is the big player for you guys.
Sean has proven year in, year out that he really is. He has been the go-to man for Tyrone quite often. Again, I suppose Sean now would admit himself that the years are going on, the legs is getting maybe that wee bit more tired now. So, you know, Sean will lead the boys very well on Sunday. He'll lead the line as usual. No, he'll not be found wanting. He'll show for a lot of ball. He'll want to get on the ball as much as possible, get attacking, get the stride going, and hopefully get a few points notched up as well first. But, you know, I think it's a big task for a lot of the lesser experienced lads to step up and support Sean. Sean needs them boys on board with him and singing of the one hand sheep with him, Tom. So, yeah, there's going to be a big ask now of the lads to really back Sean up, because considering the experience between the two teams, I think there's a vast difference between, you know, between the two sides experience-wise. So Sean's going to need a lot of backing now on Sunday.
Any surprise that none of the under-21s in the team, not in the team?
I suppose it's no real surprise at the moment. I think, you know, over the next 2 or 3 years, we could see a lot of them talented lads bled in. There's lads that are on the starting sheet for Sunday have showed pretty well during the National League and showed glimpses of what they're capable of. Only this time we needed on a more consistent basis. But certainly we have an accomplished bunch at under-21 level, and we'd only hope that they'll come through and drive Tyrone on back to future success again, Tom.
Mm. What has Tyrone to do to get a result on Sunday?
I think Tyrone really have to come with something new. You know, I think from a Tyrone perspective, we would maybe like to get maybe a few one-on-one scenarios with Donegal, but it's so hard with the setup Donegal employ. We would like maybe see Sean Cavanagh getting a run at maybe some of the Donegal defenders one-on-one, or Darren McCurry. But again, you know, if we get maybe an odd 3-pointer or something, we've struggled to do against Donegal in the last lot of championship games. If we get maybe a few 3-pointers, we maybe give us a lift. I think Tyrone have to come with something new than just moving the ball from side to side and trying to stretch the play, because McCool Park is very, very tight. Maybe a bit more direct ball, first time ball, and coming with that a lot of accuracy. But you know, the test that Donegal posed defensively now is really a hard nut to crack.
So you believe it's a difficult task for Tyrone, do you?
Hand and heart, I really do. I think it's definitely the toughest draw we could have faced this summer for the first round of a championship. But again, Mickey Hart's teams have never been faced by a challenge. And, you know, these lads that will go to Ballybuffet, okay, people would say it's in the back of a relegation, but we got relegated, my own team got relegated back in 2010. We bounced back and won Ulster. Now, I'm not saying we're going to turn around and win any Ulster championships, but again, you know, the flash of a black card, a key moment, maybe a sending off to, you know, to a key player. Little things can change championship games, Tom, and I think we might need one or two of them things going our way on Sunday night to possibly prevail.